Fort Indiantown Gap near Harrisburg is the training ground for the Pennsylvania National Guard, where soldiers practice with machine guns, tanks, and grenades. Over the years, the explosions have had unexpected consequences. They've maintained habitat for threatened wildlife. Cynthia Berger has this report as part of our series on protecting Pennsylvania's wildlife.
On a sunny July morning, Joe Hubbis stands in a grassy field studded with wildflowers. Suddenly, military planes streak across the sky.
These are A-10 Warthogs, tank busters, and they're about ready to forage in the impact area.
By forage, Hubbis means that deep rumbling sound.
They are actually firing training practice rounds into the strafe pit.
Hubbis is the Pennsylvania National Guard's wildlife manager. He says one result of training with live rounds is that the grassy fields here often catch on fire.
The thing about machine guns is every fifth round is a tracer round, which has a bit of magnesium, which would start a lot of fires.
These training grounds were established in 1931. Since then, regular fires have, incidentally, maintained habitat for a rare butterfly. As the planes whoosh away, Penn State wildlife biologist Dave McNaughton, who works with Hubbis, spots our target.
This is it right here.
Clinging to a grass stem is a butterfly with wings that are bright orange and chocolate brown.
Usually when you get within 10 feet of them, they'll spring up and go.
The regal fritillary relies on certain grassland plants. Hubbis says the tiny caterpillars munch tender violet leaves. The butterflies sip nectar from native milkweeds and thistles.
Modern agriculture maximizes the productivity of the land. The milkweeds and the thistles don't have a chance. They get sprayed out.
Another problem for the butterfly, says Hubbis, grasslands like this one grow back into dense forest through natural succession. The net result, 200 years ago, regals were common in Pennsylvania farm fields, but today, the gap is the only place in the state you still find the regal fritillary, though that could change.
Yes, we're heading to the main part of the park here, a popular area called the Butterfly Trail.
2 hours drive north in Bald Eagle State Park, northeast of State College, John Ferrara steers his truck down a narrow dirt track, then brakes for a slow-moving groundhog.
Pennsylvania grizzly.
Ferrara is the park manager. He's working with the Fort Indiantown Gap team to reintroduce regal fritillaries on park land that used to be farmland.
It is rather exciting to be a part of it, to try to provide a small snapshot of what the landscape would have looked like few hundred years ago.
One step is to cut down patches of non-native shrubs and trees, like autumn olive.
It's an invasive, and it just blocks out everything else.
In place of those exotic invasives, Ferrara has planted a native grass. It creates the habitat tiny caterpillars need to overwinter.
So that's what we've done over here is, just this spring we planted little bluestem in the hopes of getting some established. Now, we won't know how successful we are until next year.
Ferrara stops his truck by a patch of soil studded with rows of little colored flags. Each flag marks a tiny green plant.
Some staff from Fort Indiantown Gap came up here and they planted over 500 nectar plants.
Ferrara says the plan is to release regal fritillaries into the butterfly habitat next year. Back at the Gap, the wildlife team has a couple of strategies for creating butterfly habitat. They don't just wait around for training activities to start fires. They use a management technique called controlled burns. And Hubbis drives to a field where he's trying something equally dramatic.
This is about a 68-acre site right now, and we're clearing out the pitch pine and the Virginia pine, which are pioneer species.
An industrial wood chipper is processing chunks of wood. The site is a field of dirt studded with tree stumps.
How long will it take before this is actually butterfly habitat?
We're thinking 3 years. We have another log truck coming, so we're going to have to get out of the road.
Avoiding logging trucks and live rounds, setting fires, grinding up trees, studying butterflies is not for the wimpy.
There's definitely occupational hazards, briars, hot weather, not to mention rattlesnakes.
We've moved on to the hand grenade range. In an open field nearby, Virginia Tilden is walking at a steady pace.
Yeah, this is about the best job I think a nature lover could have.
Tilden's job is to traverse the field, count the butterflies, and note their gender and behavior.
Another male flying over here to the left.
And not far away, at a firing range formerly used by tanks, another team is counting butterflies in a different way.
Right now we're in the middle of doing a mark recapture project here.
Mark recapture involves catching butterflies, measuring them, marking their wings with a Sharpie pen, and letting them go.
This one's going to be 1T127, because it's the 127th one that I caught.
Biologist John Towser holds a butterfly in one hand, his fingers gently pinching its orange wings up behind its back. With his other hand, he holds metal calipers to measure the length of the body.
And this is probably the trickiest part, because it really doesn't want to cooperate.
It's wiggling its abdomen there.
Yes, yes.
2 weeks from now, the team will come back for more butterfly catching. They'll compare the number of marked to unmarked butterflies and get an estimate of population size.
The fun part's trying to catch them. Watching a bunch of grown men run around with butterfly nets.
Biologist Mark Swartz says fritillaries are pretty wily.
I swear, some people will argue with me about this, but they know when you have a net.
As another biologist demonstrates his skills with the net, Swartz does a play-by-play.
Oh, see, John took a swing, missed again. Oh, I can't say missed enough because he keeps missing.
The guys do get their butterfly in the end. After all, butterfly biologists are not wimps. Thanks to the habitat work, butterfly numbers at Fort Indiantown Gap are stable and expected to grow. And besides the restoration project at Bald Eagle State Forest, biologists are also working to bring butterflies back at another kind of military installation, Gettysburg National Military Park. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.